Call the meeting in order. This is the August 28th Municipal Utility Commission meeting. No, August 8th.
August 8th.
August 8th. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Are there any changes or additions to the agenda presented? If not, motion to accept the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Consent agenda. Minutes from the July 25th meeting. And then review of the bill payments. Any questions on the bills? No questions? Okay. All those in favor, we have resolution?
Certainly.
Call the roll, Beth.
Will do. Commissioner Baumgart?
Aye.
Muske?
Aye.
Kadar?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Erickson?
Aye.
Lahner?
Aye.
Okay. We have the June financial reports. Start off with electric.
Yes. So with the electric, these are the June financial statements. And residential and commercial industrial revenues are down about $593,000 from the last year. Expenses are down about $147,000, leaving retained earnings down about $411,000. And when we look at the water division, once we factor in that 5% rate increase for this year, those revenues are down about $92,000 from where we'd expect them to be. Expenses are up about $205,000 and retained earnings down about $194,000. So overall, that would leave retained earnings down about $605,000 from last year. And on the next page, you'll see the graphs, month to month and the year to date. And then we have the June investment portfolio. Month end value, $44,483,000. Nothing significant to note for June as far as transfers or anything. And the last one, cost of power for June is just over 8 cents, which is typical for this time of year.
For the cost of power, has there been any curtailments in our delivery of power? Have we been able to get everything that we've...
Yep.
For?
All good.
Great.
Thank you.
Any more questions of the financials? Thank you, Andrew. Wind turbine report.
Thank you. All right, as you can see, we're kind of right in the middle of our summer dip here where production's usually a little bit lower, June, July, August. That being said, the units availability for unit number 3 is 90.9% for the month. Number 4 was 83.5. We were experiencing some electrical faults on number 4, some oil pressure or oil temperature issues, and we believe we have that resolved last week. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, but it made it all weekend without issue. Total kilowatt hour output for June, 343, 435. If you look at the next page, you can see how that stacks up with the last 4 years. It's actually a fairly decent number, or fairly average for July. That puts us year-to-date at $5,319,148. Interestingly enough, we're about a month shy of 2018's totals, and hopefully a couple months will surpass, a couple good months will surpass last year, so the rest is gravy, hopefully. Questions? Questions, anybody?
No question, but I mean, you want to talk about gravy, are we going to be able to be the top energy producing year of all time?
It's possible if we, you know, obviously it has to do with the wind and how the turbines are feeling, so.
All right.
We're going to shoot for it.
So. That's what I want to hear.
Kevin, do you know what that number is offhand? It's like 8 million something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's up there. It was early on in, yeah, in their life.
All right, thanks. That brought it right back down, didn't it?
we'll hopefully have the highest five-year total, maybe.
All right. Okay. All right.
Thank you,
Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Item six. I want to talk about our contract with David Church. John, you want to take that one?
Thank you, Commissioner DeBlake. We entered into a contract with David Church back in May of 2021. It was a six-month contract with an automatic renewal if we didn't send notification to cancel. And after that, we were on a 30-day cancellation window. And with our project here, we received notice actually a week and a half ago, about 10 days ago, from Senator Smith's office that we are not going to be receiving any congressional direct spending dollars either. So I wanted to bring this agreement forward as we were having David Church follow through with our request at the federal level for some federal fundings. And at this point in time, I don't know of any federal funds that we could pursue. So my question to the commission, do we want to remain in this contract with David Church and Associates? It's at a cost of $4,000 a month. Or do we want to terminate? If we terminate, we send them notice and we will owe the following month yet by the contract, and then we can cancel it. So.
Okay. Discussion. I know my feeling is that we have not really seen too much that David has actually done for us since this last contract period. So, and it don't look like he may be doing anything that much in the future the way things are going in Washington. So, I know David is a hard worker, he's a nice guy, but I would say we should move forward and discontinue his contract. So, anybody else have thoughts?
I'd be in concurrence with that opinion.
Just my thoughts on. I agree with what you said. If something does come up, I'll bet he would take on doing a project without a doubt if we really felt that we needed him for, you know, 4 months or something like that. If you see something coming along, and I know that the MRES has their I was going to say attorney. He's probably
lobbyist.
Thank you. Out there in D.C. as well. So I would say I would feel safe saying discontinue those services. And from what we see all the time, and with elections coming up, who knows what's going to happen. So I would. I don't know if you made that a motion. If you did, I'll second it. If you haven't, I won't.
Okay, make a motion.
And I'll second it then.
Just expand a little bit on the Commissioner's Allmer's comments there. David Church actually came to us when earmarks came back in here back in May when we entered into this contract. He came to us because we were in a contract with him for many years that we discontinued, you know, a number of years prior to when we entered into them, and he come back and said there's opportunity there, and I know you guys got your water treatment plant, and he said I maybe can be of assistance to you in landing or acquiring some of those federal dollars. So the commission entered into that agreement with him, and yeah, if we drop it today and legislatively things change or we have a project that qualifies for dollars, I'm sure he'll be more than happy to enter into an agreement with us again to follow our requests through down in D.C.
Yeah. Okay. More comments? Anybody else comment? If not, you're ready to vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So motion will carry. Item number 7, accept the resignation of Kerry Johnson had sent a letter to the mayor and saying that due to time constraints on her part and a change in the job situation, she's no longer able to attend commission meetings and has turned in her resignation. So I guess we have that before us, and that would be a motion to accept her resignation. And
I'll move to accept Commissioner Kerry Johnson's resignation.
Your second?
I'll second.
Okay. All right. And I think we'll be in discussions with the mayor about appointing and filling her position on the board here. So, any other comments? If not, all those in favor of accepting her resignation letter, say aye.
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 Opposed? Should carry. Item 8, general manager's report.
Thank you, Commissioner DeBake. The first item is water rate increase talking points at staff level. We'll develop some talking points that we can utilize in outreach to the public as well as through the public hearing process. The commission here by charter, we hold a hearing first, followed up then by the city, we'll hold one second. That's the process in the charter. And we'll put that information together so that we have that. But with that said, we haven't developed the talking points yet. This week, we were supposed to open bids on our water treatment plant and our power plant demolition. As of today, they both have been pushed back, giving the contractors more time to put bids in. Our power plant is now set for the 25th of August, and our water treatment plant, we didn't firm up a date yet, but we're pushing it back somewhere around 3 weeks. So once we have both bids in and open, that we know what kind of dollars we're talking about, then at that point in time, we will look at the financing that we need to do so that we can move forward with our water treatment plant. We still have time to go through the ordinance process, but we're going to be running out of time here in another month if we're not able to move forward with it. So hopefully we'll have some dollars in our bids in so we know what the dollars associated with those bids are going to be. Other than that, facility tour following the meeting, we will adjourn after we're done with the facility tour, and we can do that on the bus unless the Commissioner DeBake feels that we need to come back into the conference room.
Yeah, I think that's good. We'll just plan to adjourn once we're on the bus or getting off the bus. I'll mention future events and dates. We've got the MMA summer conference coming up on August 22nd and 24th. I need to be up there early in the morning on the 22nd, so I will miss that next commission meeting with my duties as far as on the MMUA board. So I think Carol is also attending. So
and I signed up for the 1 o'clock meeting on that day.
Okay.
So I don't think I'll be here either.
Okay.
So, Cole?
It means
I will not be here, so hopefully there'll be need to have everyone here.
Everyone here, yeah. vacant seat, so.
I'm traveling for work that.
You're traveling for work that day? So the preference would be to go Friday before? Would that work?
Which is June 20th.
I'm on vacation that day.
Okay, but if we, if everybody else is, Commissioner Palmer, Commissioner DeBleek would be here. Yeah? So we could change it to the Friday prior to?
Just a minute, I think that's when I'm gone too.
You're on that Friday already?
Friday the 10th. I believe that would work for me, but.
Say what?
That would be.
I'm down looking at the red book, excuse me.
I should look too, but. When you retired, you're more busier than you were before.
I'm gonna be down at that Red Rock project tour and then I'm taking a couple days off, so.
So you're gonna be gone, okay.
So I will be gone. Which on Monday is open, but.
We're talking about the 19th?
19th.
Yeah, I'll be gone as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, maybe we send out a calendar.
We'll do one of those polls.
Polls, yeah.
What works for everyone to.
Yeah, we know.
Make sure we have a quorum.
Friday and Monday don't work, so maybe we'll go Wednesday.
Yeah.
Something, yeah, I think we'll send out a poll.
We can do that.
Okay, that sounds good.
We'll do that.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, Commissioner DeBleek, I have one other item I'd like to point out on the future events. We talked about last meeting a little bit, the Missouri River Policymakers Dinner. They were kind enough to set that up for the areas here in Wilmer. And it's going to be at the Oaks on September 20th. We don't have the details yet, but in the past, they usually set it like at 5:00. So you can tentatively put that on your calendar. I think Beth already pushed out a calendar.
10:00.
Yeah, and it'll run from 5 to 8, maybe, somewhere about 3 hours it'll go. It'll start with dinner for the evening and then they'll get into the meeting part of it, so update. So if it works for you, appreciate it. It's here in town, it's convenient, it don't take a lot of time, no travel time, so. If you can make it, we'd appreciate it. All right.
All right. The bus out here, Beth?
I think we're not coming back in here, so I know there's.